Hey, amazing parents. Do you ever tend to worry a lot about your teenagers? Are you worried that your teenagers are not as motivated as you would want them to be? Are you worried that they're not taking their life seriously? They're not getting into any hobbies, they're not getting into any kind of interests, and they're just kind of sitting at home doing nothing and, in your words, probably just lazying around. Is that you today? I have. What I'm going to share with you in this episode is I'm going to share with you what you can do with those worries. I'm going to share with you a mistake that many parents do with the worries that they should avoid doing and get more out of their teenagers. My name is Fina Chichi, and I am a parenting coach and consultant for parents. I really focus a lot on the teenagers because I do a lot of work as well with teenagers. I'm a mother as well of young adults and a teenager as well. And I've been doing this work now for over 13 years. So here's the mistake that many parents make. So it's natural for us to worry about our teenagers. You know, a lot of sometimes some teenagers are not being very proactive. They're just kind of quite laid back and just not doing as much as we would want them to do. So there is a validity to the worries. And I'm not here to say that we shouldn't worry about our children. But the question now, or the mistake we make, is when we then want to advise them based on those worries. So there's a gap that happens. There's something that needs to happen. There's the worry. So we're worried about them because, yes, they're showing us that they're not doing much. We need them to be more proactive. We need them to develop mentally, emotionally, you know, mentally, all that stuff. We need them to grow. But they're not really growing the way that we want them to grow. So that's a valid worry. And then the next step that many parents do is that we then go and talk to them. I'll give you an example. We go to the son or to the daughter. Why are you not doing this? Why are you always sleeping around? Why are you always on your phone? Why don't you get to do your work at this rate that you're just lazying around? How can you amount to anything? If you keep going at this rate, you will never amount to anything. There's the biggest mistake we've done there. Because we have spoken from a point of worry, all we have spoken into them is ill words, death words, as I call them. They're not life words. They're not empowering words. But that's because we didn't do something here in the middle. So from the worry, what we now need to do to be able to change the negativity and the disempowering advice and communication that we had with them, there's a step in the middle that we need to do. So from the worrying, what we need to do is talk to ourselves about the worries. Why am I worried? What is making me worried? We've got to do a self-reflection on that. Why am I worried? What is the real source of my worry? And then how can I turn this worry around? So for me, if that's how we can do it, an example will be, okay, I'm worried about this. Yes, he's not always doing this. Yes, he's not being as proactive as I want. What do I know about this son? What do I know about him? What are his strengths? I know this guy. I know him that when he's really up for it, he goes for it. He's very kind-hearted. He's very this. He helps around. He does this. When he's in the mood, he's very good. When he's in the mood to do things, he gets it done. His football, he doesn't joke with his football at all. Bring in those strengths that he has. Use that as a motivation for yourself to turn those worries around. So because I know he's very good at football, he's very good when it comes to helping his friends out, that has already empowered me. And it has replaced that worry. It has helped me replace that worry. So now I can talk to him from that empowered point. Son, I know you. I know you too well. You are great at this. You are great at that. Bring that into this side of your life. I'm a bit concerned that you're not being as proactive as I know you can be. That's my concern. So please talk to me. Try and help me, you know, reduce this concern or this worry that I have. What are your plans regarding that, whatever it is that you're worried about? Do you see the difference? Now, with this empowered conversation, your teenager is more likely to have his or her ears open to hear what you've got to say because you have come from an empowered point. You have reminded them of their strengths. You've reminded them of what they're good at doing. And now they can believe that, oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, what she's saying is making sense. Oh, he's just made a big point. Oh, okay. Okay. They now have time to reflect on what you've said and absorb what you've said because you came to them from an empowered point. And that is the key in communicating to our children and our teenagers. If you come at them with all the things they're doing wrong, that's disempowering to them. They're just going to look at you like, what are you talking about? They will resist you. They will argue back with you. They will not even pay attention to the valid advice that you've got to give them because you have laced the advice with a lot of negativity. So, really, when you want to talk to your children about things that you're concerned about, talk to yourself first. Empower yourself first. Remind yourself of the strengths that your children have because your children have strengths. I know that, even though I don't even know you and your children. I know for sure that your children have strengths. I know for sure that your children have good parts. They're very positive parts that they have about them. Call those positive parts out. Remind them of what they're good at doing. That is how you're going to get your teenager and your child to pay attention and make the shifts necessary. So that mistake of going from worry to talking to them, let's replace that mistake. Let's change it up and let's focus on the middle part. What is that middle part? The middle part is talking to ourselves, empowering ourselves first, reminding ourselves of the great things about our children, and then going to our children from that empowered point and then speaking into their lives and giving them the valid advice that is necessary. With this, you will see them reflect more on what you've got to say. With this, you will see them make changes in ways that will surprise you. With this, those worries will be a thing of the past. I trust this helps. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel. We're going to be sharing more and more tips, strategies, mistakes, solutions to parenting. Parenting is not actually a hard journey. What it is that it requires more intention, more intentionality, more compassion, more self-reflection is what this parenting journey really requires. So I will see you on our next video, and I want you to comment, like, share this video. We want to stay more committed. And guess what, parents? I want you to join me on this journey in me growing in my consistency, both on YouTube, if you're watching YouTube, or listening to the podcasts of this episode. I want you to join me on this journey as we build consistently together. And by the end of the year, we're going to be sharing how we built this journey all around, how we went through this journey all around. So come with me. I want to keep myself accountable to staying consistent on this journey. So take care. God bless you. And I will see you in the next video, or for everyone watching listening to the podcast, on the next podcast. Take care and God bless you. My name is Fina Chichi, and I'm rooting for you all the way.